You know what gets me through the week? The chance to say, time for sports. The promoter's dream bout is on. Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao have agreed to meet on May 2nd in Las Vegas and try to inflict concussions on each other for perhaps the biggest payday in the history of boxing. And the Daytona 500 runs tomorrow. One great driver will be missing from the starting lineup, and Piers Tom Goldman joins us. Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Floyd Mayweather Jr., with his sense of history, says, quote, this will be the biggest event in the history of the sport. I don't know. Bigger than Ollie Frazier, Joe Louis, Max Schmeling? I could go on. But somebody's going to make a lot of money.
Quite a sense of history. It will be a heck of a fight, Scott, between the two best boxers of this generation, and it will generate unbelievable riches. Forbes says Mayweather could make between $120 and $150 million for an evening's work. Pacquiao, perhaps between $80 and $100 million. But, you know, this fight is coming 5 years after it should have, when they were much closer to their primes and when this matchup was first envisioned. Since then, they stalled and ducked and hurled accusations, and fight fans became sick of the back and forth and figured they'd never see the two fight. Now they will, when Mayweather will be 38, Pacquiao 36, past their primes. Pacquiao, Scott, as you remember, was simply frightening in the ring 5 years ago, but he lost two consecutive fights in 2012, including one by a devastating knockout punch, and has looked less than invincible. You know, you mentioned Ollie Frazier. They fought those three epic bouts in the 1970s. Ollie was 29 and Frazier 27 for the first fight. Ollie 33, Frazier 31 for the last one. Apologies to Mr. Mayweather, but those were boxing's biggest events and something Mayweather and Pacquiao could have come close to had they fought earlier.
I cannot overlook the fact that Floyd Mayweather went to prison for battering the mother of three of his children.
According to a Deadspin article a few months ago, Mayweather has committed at least seven separate physical assaults on five different women that resulted in arrest or citation or, as you point out, jail time. But, Scott, we assume the millions of fans who plunked down $100, the expected pay-per-view fee for a high-def broadcast of the fight, that would be the highest pay-per-view fee in history, we assume those millions will overlook Mayweather's past in order to watch what they hope is a great fight.
And there's an unfortunate theme here, isn't there? We're talking about sports. Kurt Busch, yeah, the great driver, won't be in the Daytona 500 tomorrow. He has been suspended indefinitely by NASCAR for attacking a former girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, NASCAR, you know, taking a cue probably from what the NFL didn't do this past season with players like Ray Rice and Greg Hardy, NASCAR suspended Busch as soon as word got out yesterday afternoon. A family court commissioner in Delaware concluded that Busch had choked a former girlfriend and smashed her head against a wall. The incident allegedly happened last September. Now, throughout this legal process, Busch has said that he's innocent and he'll reportedly appeal NASCAR's decision in a hearing today. But this is an ignominious first for NASCAR. Busch is the first driver suspended for alleged domestic violence.
I mean, I have to observe, we know there are children listening to this broadcast and they shouldn't be afraid to listen to sports.
I know.
But this
sports,
is what it takes.
Sports,
sports.
Yeah.
You're speaking to us from Portland, and both Portland and basketball lost a remarkable man this week. Tell us about Jerome Kersey.
Yeah, finally a chance to talk about an athlete associated with goodness, although in a very sad context. Kersey died from a blood clot this week. It stunned people in the city. He was only 52. He played for the Trailblazers in the early 1990s when they got to the NBA Finals twice. So he was known to basketball fans on a national level, but really he was a local hero, and he had that special connection that certain players form with their local communities. It seems like every team, every city has a guy who takes on, you know, folk hero status, due in large part to how he plays the game. Kersey was the guy who would dive for the ball, get a rebound in the midst of players, taller players, finish a fast break with a thunderous dunk that helped spawn his nickname, Mercy Kersey. He was widely loved in this community, and now he'll be sorely missed.
Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.